So, Jez, we left you, nearly 4 weeks ago now, trudging off in the rain towards Sunderland, and you're finally here. Sun's out. What's it like to be finished?
Yeah, quite a lot's happened in between, hasn't it? Yeah, it's a bit of a strange feeling, to be honest. I think you focus so much on the next day and ticking off the miles and getting a little bubble, really, where you're just thinking about your recovery and your preparation to stand here now. And I never really thought about the moment I'd finish. I hadn't rehearsed it. I hadn't thought about it too much. It's just happened. So when I saw the floodlights at the end, it was a bit of a strange feeling. And now to think that I don't have to get in an ice bath tonight and I don't have to get up tomorrow and walk a marathon. Yeah, strange. But the good thing is there's so many things to do now at the club after promotion that get my teeth into that.
Yeah, and obviously the total's rising and rising and rising. You're still hoping to make it to 125,000?
Yeah, just to make as much as we can. You know, people always want targets and stuff like that. But, you know, you set a target you don't think you'll ever reach, because better that than setting something that can be achieved easily. And I've just been humbled, really, by the amount of support we've had and the amount of kindness in terms of donations and people supporting us, and the first team players coming today and the staff and the backing from the club, so many sponsors, the supporters. It's been fantastic, and because of everybody's efforts, not just mine, we've raised a really large total, which will enable the trust to do loads of really good work. And you know, that's what the whole thing was about.
Yeah, now the listeners of Cambridge 105, we've been following your walk with daily updates. What's been your favourite moment and your least favourite moment on the walk, if you've got one?
Yeah, it's difficult. I was thinking that the other day, and you probably have one or two a day, to be honest. It's hard to narrow it down. Listen, the infamous haircut was quite funny, so that will always be memorable. And there was a couple of tough moments, you know, where after a couple of days, muscles were really sore and I thought I'd done something worse than I had, and you doubt yourself a little bit. And The middle weekend coming out of Birmingham and then going to the Cotswolds, that the weather was terrible and it was real hard slog and really difficult. And they're the times where you find a little bit of extra from somewhere, and sometimes people pick you up as well. You know, I still remember the couple with the B&B in Devizes. Yeah. You know, brilliant. A little bit of TLC when you need it the most. And obviously the semi-final second leg was hugely memorable, because I started walking at 6 in the morning that day and was back on Saddleworth Moor at 10 at night.
Going the wrong way as well, weren't you?
Well, briefly. but that was a massive day, and you know, those memories will live long, and as will Wembley. So I'm fortunate that, you know, it's been punctuated by two massive wins for the club and the ultimate achievement of promotion, which we've all worked so hard for a number of years. You know, Sunday's win at Wembley was a culmination of many years' hard work, you know, not just this season even. So, yeah, some real highlights. And I guess when I sit down quietly later with a glass of something, there'll be more to recall. I have to be careful at these moments, because I feel pretty strong today. I've done that 26 miles in 6 hours 30 minutes, yeah, which is unbelievable pace for today.
For the last day.
And you're going to ask me about all the best moments, and I'm going to reminisce with rose-tinted specs and think about, oh, I remember that. And then that's when I start thinking I might do another one. So for goodness sake, let's just remember the bad moments and how tough it was, and you know, the weather and the hills, and keep that thought out of my head.
We were saying yesterday that you know, you're announcing your retirement from marathon walking, but is this a Steve Redgrave moment? Never get you back into a pair of walking shoes.
Yeah, I know. The walking shoes have given up on me as well. One pair have gone, so these were the last pair. Now, the one thing this Mission 676 has done is highlighted the work of the Trust. It's brought it more into the public domain, and it's raised a huge amount of money, which will enable us to do lots more. And it's been the catalyst to something that we hope will go from strength to strength for many years, and won't need something like this again in the future. This was just something to galvanise the support of everybody, to show how much importance it has to Cambridge United, how much we value the Trust and the work that it could do in the community. So hopefully that's mission accomplished, as well as Mission 676, and we can move on and grow as a club and a trust in the future.
And as if the walking wasn't enough, you've been having the business meetings, figuring out how everything's going to fit together next year. With, I know, Richard's been up and Ben's been up and others have been up. You were with Dave as well. Has it been difficult, obviously, to conduct business while you've been doing the walk?
Yeah, there's some difficulty. I mean, I can't meet players and stuff like that. But in terms of the work that needs to be done, we know what needs to be done. Brilliant meeting with Richard Tuesday evening. Same with Robert, you know, the finance man, the night after. And with Bonds yesterday, because, you know, to get ECPP, you know, Category 3 status for the youth scheme, there's a mountain of work to do and a huge amount that we need to now implement, you know, detail to that. We don't get any marks, unfortunately, for really good players and a really good environment. We have to make sure that we have every I dotted, every T crossed, and we need to make alterations to staffing levels and whatever, and every year they make it harder for teams who get promoted. But, you know, we'll take on that challenge. We'll take on the challenge of improving the squad, and we'll take on the challenge of growing the club. You know, we want to make sure that the club continues to move forward as it has done in the last few years.
And you were joined on the last day by a number of the first team players. I noticed that Liam and Ryan managed to come in later than the others. Was there a bit of rivalry going on there?
No, I think Liam and Ryan were just being very kind to a couple of the supporters there and making sure they stayed with them. And I'm not sure if Husey can walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm pretty sure, having listened to a plethora of interviews since Wembley, that he's pretty good at talking the talk, but he's walking the walk left a bit to be desired.
Well, Jez, a fantastic achievement, and from everyone at Cambridge 105, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your support. Thanks.